Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Oh,
I look too good,
look too good
to be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean,
clean.
My pool warm.
Pool warm,
just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west.
I screw. You don't have to say you miss me. You don't have to put me on your wish list. Don't even have to go and post a pic. Don't even have to stop seeing other men. Just listen now when I start to talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Good evening.
Go ahead, J-Rod.
Welcome. And I say welcome three times because all beautiful things come in threes. My name is John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rod the Wise Son. And in some circles, they call me the Dark Knight. And I have the unmitigated pleasure to be the co-pilot to one of the dopest cats on the planet that I'm humbled to call my brother from another mother, and more importantly, my friend. But more than a friend, it's his family. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the microphone, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. That Dude, a.k.a. I Got Your Gift and Imagine You Made Me Cry, a.k.a. my family. What's happening, Van?
What's good, bro? What's good, bro? Glad to be here, brother. Glad to be here. Man, ladies and gentlemen,
glad to have you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You hear from my brother, Mr. DSP, all day long. Say, Rob, my son. It's good to be back on the mic with you. Shout out to Mojave, man. He is the Iron Man, man. Listen, y'all. That's Iron Man right there.
That cat is he is the Tony Stark of Epiphany Radio. Don't let no one tell you nothing different. This cat is Iron Man.
Yes.
You dig? And thank you, Mojave. Quick shout out to you, brother, for getting us up and running. Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal, bro. It's Friday Eve. The weekend is upon us.
It's Friday Eve. It's Mother's Day Eve in terms of the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to every single woman that is listening to this show.
Yes, I
want to wish you a happy Mother's Day on behalf of me, my co-pilot. Me and my brother want to wish all of you a very happy Mother's Day because y'all are the very first women that we love. And without we're not here.
That's right.
Happy Mother's Day to your mom and to your grandmother in heaven, Van.
Thank you, brother.
And on top of everything else, you know we shout out Mojave, but you know it's his birthday tomorrow.
I know it, man. I know it.
Hmm.
I know it.
We'll talk about that back channel.
Me and my sister share the same birthday. It's my sister's birthday tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to your sister.
Yeah, we'll talk back channel where we can do for my hobby. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here to get on the mic. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
You got yours?
Y'all better get yours.
Yes. Let's give a huge shout out to our CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Poet, aka author Larry Maddox, for giving us this platform for us to be able to do poetry, music, life, and just all in all have a good time away from the world and just zone out into our own little thing. So kudos to him. And if you know him personally, reach out to the brother and just say thank you. Thank you. It don't hurt to say 2 words. Now, first we want to apologize to the 2 poets that did what they were supposed to do and let me and J-Rob know that they were collab partners. So we're going to give you all another week because, again, we asked.
But Van.
What's up?
I hate to interrupt you, but, you know, just to let everyone else know what's up, if those 2 poets happen to come in tonight, because they really wanted to do their collab, they were working hard. And
I'm
since
good
this
with
is
that.
An
I'm good
unscripted,
it's unscripted
show.
It's unscripted. I'm good with that.
There you go. That's what I was talking about. You were in my head already. You were in my head and you took it out. Thank you. Okay, cool.
So since tonight
I forgot, we didn't tell them. We didn't tell the audience.
Yeah, we didn't tell them. So J-Rob, go ahead and let them know. We let the cat out the bag early, but go ahead and let everyone know.
Ladies and gentlemen, and in the voice of Slick Rick and Lowlifes, tonight the Get Down is unscripted. That means the 2 hosts, that handsome cat that y'all seen event page, Van Meadows, and the sidekick with the blue cap and glasses, J-Rob. Normally we got a theme that we're working with, but tonight we ain't doing no themes. Tonight this is unscripted. Unscripted means give us what you got. Inspire me in Van.
Yeah.
Please. And for those of you who got your certificates, I want to thank you. If you haven't gotten it, make sure you hit me or Van back channel so that we can get you your certificate this evening. Because I know I might have misspelled somebody's name back there. But your certificates look absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, they do.
We got to get your certificate. We got to say thank you. Woo! And tonight is unscripted. Ooh, I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. Speaking of unscripted, Van.
Yes, sir, bro.
Did you bring an unscripted piece?
You know what? I did bring an unscripted piece. You know why?
Because
I wasn't on a show last night. I was too busy hanging out being grown.
Ah.
So I bought my piece from last night tonight.
Okay. Then since you was out being grown, why don't you go ahead and be grown in such an unscripted manner, brother?
It would be my
pleasure.
Go
on ahead and get down.
Thank you, bro. The title of this piece is called "You Smell So Good." You smell so good. I would wear your fragrance all day if I could. But I'm not talking about your perfume. I'm talking about your natural scent, so don't assume that I'm following you around just because you're attractive. Your beauty is a bonus feature. I'm intrigued by the beauty I see in your eyes, like when you were birthed from the heavenly skies. I'm compelled to spark a conversation. I'll try not to say something filled with honest compassion, because it's you that I seek.
I'd love to get to know you longer than a week. I believe with the right communication, we could potentially have some things in common, essentially. Oh, me? I'm poetic. You know what? Forgive me. My name is Van. I'm not used to being so straightforward, and you are a different delight that graced my sight. Damn, you smell so good. Could I offer to get you some food? If not now, maybe sometime in the near future. Say tomorrow, if you're free to enjoy me and nature. I've never been told that my dating standards are too high. If I were, I'd have to ask why. See, I believe that seeing you here right now in this moment is an opportunity for enlightenment. And the only thing that could possibly ruin this moment is if you're not single and I see a ring on your finger. After you walk away, I know your scent will linger. You smell so good. Anything can happen if we would give this thing a try. So please say yes before the sky cry. Thank you for making my day. And may I say one last time right there where you stood, you smell so good. And that's that piece.
Oh, you went classic.
Yeah.
You went classic. You went classic on them. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I see
yes,
what
sir.
You did.
Yes, sir.
You killed me with that. You are a different delight.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to ask everybody else, but I got to ask you, what kind of headspace was you in, man?
Man, you know, one of the things that I love the most is the way a woman smells. Whether it be her favorite fragrance that becomes my favorite fragrance, may it be the shower gels or the soap that she uses, but there's this natural scent that she has, and I decided to just think about her natural scent when I was in this headspace, and I said, you know what, you know, and I believe the show last night was talking about, have you ever been told that your dating standards are so high? So I had to use that line, but write around that line, which is what I did. And I just decided to just write pure poetry.
I'm not going to front. I really dig this piece.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
it. I dig this
you.
Piece a whole lot.
Thank you, bro.
A lot.
Well, you know, enough about me. I don't really care to talk about me that often. So I'm going to switch it over to my brother. Brother, did you bring an unscripted piece for tonight?
Listen, I was writing it as we were talking. So, yes.
I'm talking about.
I went unscripted, and this is brand new poetry. Oh, man. Yes.
Well, my brother.
Yes.
Let me take a step away from the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
Piece is entitled Why Poetry. I write poetry in order to give your imagination's vivid pictures to skim over, as if you are holding my pheromones hostage poetically, not for me to smell, but for me to get forward to seeing, smelling intellectually, putting a picture of you into my vivid imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, I write poetry in collaborative word format so that each word stick to the rhythm, so that when you close your eyes, every single metaphor will seem like they have cameras attached to them, so that your brain will get the picture. To prove to you beyond compare that words truly have power. To show you how savage the word fuck sounds. And it makes you explode in the violent over silence when one might die, because the highs in their eyes just as much as when the word I love you gives you goosebumps and butterflies. Words that give feeling to something inside of you that will make you react, pinch pauses that purely provide penance to people who want to hear what's next. Put poetry to your favorite slow dance, and it becomes a melody that you will never forget as you claim as your own, as you dance in ballerina circles over and over again with the one you love, remembering somber moments of short-lived forevers. This is why Prince wanted to know what did it sound like when doves cried. Putting pen to paper, manifesting colloquialisms and verbals that make words sing and give angels wings and give harp strums musical something to borrow from. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just poetry, right? I mean, it can have a punchline or a direct vine in the line as long as delivery is received and reaches its target with perfect pitch, since that's the spit that makes the audience say, oh, shit. I mean, at the end of the day and at the end of it all, poetry is the world's verbal extension to reach the masses through connections, one single phrase at a time. That's why I write poetry. It's because of you. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm giving. You hear me snapping? Y'all hear me snapping? Y'all hear it?
Yes,
y'all hear
sir.
This is definitely snap worthy, brother. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, J. Rob the Wise Son, why he writes poetry. And brother, you made that word sound so savage, and just so savage in this beautiful piece. You stuck that line in this beautiful piece of why you write poetry. Bruh, you're a master with that pen. Master with that pen. Dope, dope ink, brother. Dope ink.
I say. Thank you so, so very much, Van. I really appreciate you, good brother. And you know how bad. One day, me and you just going to have a show with just us talking for 3 hours and people just listening and laughing. But tonight's not going to be that night. Since we're unscripted, bruh, we got to hear who's out there and who's going to be unscripted with us. I'm animated. But
yes.
Let's see who's out there waiting to hit the right way.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, coming through first on the mic tonight, unbelievable. Epiphany's own 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, essentially Zanice, welcome to the Get Down. How you doing?
Hey. Hello.
The crowd.
How are you?
The crowd roars with Zanice.
You two,
hey,
are
you.
Playing. Oh, my goodness. Your pieces are amazing.
You know
thank
I can't
so
front.
Much,
you know
queen.
Man wrote
thank
that
thank you
for
so
me,
much. Right? Yeah, J. Rob wrote mine. You know he wrote mine.
You know he wrote that for me, right?
Oh,
I'm not ashamed because I like good poetry. And when I told Van I didn't have a piece, he said, yo, bro, I got you, and sent me this.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's how it works.
We're good people. I wrote it the way
that.
He told me. He said, say it like this, and that's what I did.
Mm-mm.
I never heard the word pheromones before. Who says that?
Well, welcome. And you know,
welcome.
Tonight is totally unscripted, so we just want you to inspire us. Can you handle that tonight?
Yeah, can you?
I will try. I will try my best. I brought me the piece that I read the first time I called in.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay.
Wait, Van. Here's a question.
Go ahead,
here's a question
Jay.
For
go ahead,
Van.
Jay. Go ahead,
when
Jay.
Was the first time you called in?
You said when?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. When was that? When
I'm
was
asking
that
for very selfish reasons.
Maybe the end of last year?
Was
the end of the year-ish?
We might have an anniversary coming, Van.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Anniversary
I'm
that.
Just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying. So
don't leave me in the dark, don't you?
As you were saying, Van.
Yes. Okay. So me, and no, I'm not gonna tell him. Mm-mm. Nope.
Please.
Nope.
Please.
Tell me what?
Nope. The first time she called in.
I need
nope.
Oh my God! I'll find out.
Yeah, I bet you will.
I mean, I know. I do know.
As do
oh,
I.
No, you know.
Know
what? It wasn't the end of the year. Wasn't it the beginning of this year?
It was beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm,
wasn't the end of last
mm-hmm.
year. And okay. I know whose show it was on too.
Mm-hmm.
The very first time though. The very
yeah.
first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were hosting. You were hosting with For Real.
Exactly. That was the very first time. Just us two. Correct.
And I scouted the shows to make sure that I could call in on one where I didn't have to talk.
Right, where you didn't have to talk. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
See what poetry does to everyone, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see what poetry does? Do you see
right.
this? Have people
see what poetry
shows?
Does?
Have people stalking shows to figure out when they can spit. I know some of y'all listening was stalking the show, trying to
mm-hmm.
doing like a game of double dutch. All right. I should jump in
exactly.
right here. I should hold on. I'm gonna jump in right. Wait. I'm in.
Yep. That was me. Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we are ready to hear your piece. So we're gonna step back from the mic and watch you get down.
So this is Untitled. The first time I got to linger in your arms, I felt a new and welcomed calmness settle over me. There was time to breathe you in, and when I smiled, my spirit recognized relief. You see, in dreams I was assured you'd feel familiar, and that patience would serve me well because I'd waited. Waited to share how much I'm drawn to you and want of nothing from you. Just this, to be held by you, finally. It was that pause in conversation when the shrinking space between us felt charged. I needed to be closer. And what I felt before our lips touched was the knowledge I was safe thus. Kissing you was an expression of my gratitude. You drew my breath into your being, clicked the beads across my waist, and knowingly release the energy within. And then, with nothing else between us, flowed the missing lines and verses you were waiting for. In peace, exhale my name.
Exhale my name. Exhale my name. Who said that?
I don't like name like that.
I know that's right.
Exhale.
I'm sorry. I got a little past myself. My bad, Van.
No, you're good, bro. You're good.
Yeah.
She said, exhale my name. Mm. Notice she said that after in peace.
Yeah. you checked that, right?
Yeah, like it's about to be a whole nother piece that's coming after that. Exhale.
That's your
my
friend.
Name. That is my friend. That is definitely my friend.
You do realize
definitely.
I intend to scoop that line.
Oh, exhale my name.
Exhale my name because kissing you is an expression of my gratitude. Exhale my name.
Make sure you tell me. I want to hear that.
Oh, girl.
Give
I might finish that before the night. I'm sorry.
I know that's right, Jade. Now tell me something.
Loved it.
Essentially, Janice, can you let the Epiphany Radio Universe know where they can find you and what shenanigans you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yeah, what he
so
said.
You can find me Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Soul Cafe. I'm also on Instagram, essentially_Janice. And I do have one other page that on the writerscafe.org. It's under my original penning, Silent Dream, but I do have some newer pieces on there as well.
Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
If you don't mind, if you could put that in the event page, because I got writer's cramp.
Absolutely. Will do.
You are the best ever. My goodness.
Aw, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well,
right
now,
back at
you, now, essentially, Zanis, you have to get over to the dance floor because you setting the stage for the evening. So whatever you do over there, it's unscripted tonight. It's unscripted.
Girl, you can go over there and do the WAP. You could do the RoboCop. You could go do the Aunt Viv. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's unscripted, baby. You can even do the impossible. Mix the Cupid Shuffle with the Wobble.
Oh man, I would love to see that.
Goodness.
I would love to see that.
I'm just saying.
Come through.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor is essentially Zanis, and we are exhaling her name. Catch her on Monday night. One love, one night. Take your socks off, baby, baby. Catch her on Monday night, y'all, the Soul Cafe, with, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, the CEO himself, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. The four of us just be cutting up, y'all. So make sure y'all tune in. And speaking of,
who we got?
La Perla Negra. That's who we got. Hey! Next on the mic. La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all got me feeling some type of way, for real. I mean,
I ain't do nothing.
I did nothing. I do no such thing.
I do nothing.
I
do nothing.
Penny. It's the voice for me, for real. Oh, my God. Girl. I ain't into women. But,
I know
well,
that's
I
right.
am, and I will say whatever you were thinking and say it.
I know that's
all
right, J-Rob. Listen, that's what I'm talking about right there. That right there.
Yeah.
Facts on top of facts.
Come on now.
Yo, hold on. Ben, hold on. You
yes,
wanted me to read that piece?
I did.
After
I wanted
you
to read
that
piece. That?
Child,
yeah,
please.
I did.
You gonna stop playing? It's different. it's one thing reading it, but hearing you, are you kidding me? Yeah.
What did you do, man?
Your fantasy.
well, CJ. So here's what happened. Funny story. I'm gonna tell on myself. Okay, so I decided to go out last night, right, with some friends. I went out last night. So
go on.
So I knew I wasn't going to make the show last night. So I said, hey, Danielle, I said, okay. I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send you my piece so that you can go ahead and do it. And Stan the Man Phillips, Stan, I hope y'all here listening.
Oh, my God.
I hope y'all here listening. Stan the Man Phillips and his infinite geniusness with his way of words says, there's a show, Danielle Does Van. And I'll just leave it up to the rest of your interpretation and the rest of your imaginations. I'll just leave that right there. But I realized today that I never pushed send after I copied and pasted the poem.
Lord.
Yep.
So you didn't get to hear it
though,
last night.
So,
I wouldn't
have been able to do it.
I
no justice. Are you? I wouldn't have been able to do it. No justice. Yeah.
No, you're too modest. I think you would have been just fine. Really.
Nah. Can't touch me. Lord. All right.
All right. Well, La Perla Negra, my buddy J-Rob has a question for you.
Okay.
Well, this is more of a statement, because tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Get
that's right.
Down
yeah.
is unscripted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So since it's unscripted, I'm going to just cut to the chase, Mama. Do you happen to have a piece of poetry that happens to be as powerfully punchalin as you happen to be?
Wow. Well, I hope it is.
Hey, now.
Then if that's the case, I'm going to do it, Van, and I'm going to just step on out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. This is called What You Wish For. I told him that I didn't need to be rescued, but I do have a deep desire for him and only him. And he responded with, and I want you in the worst way. Your scent, the feel of our skin, but I want to taste you first because I know that with every lick, I bring you closer to the overflow of your soul pouring into my mouth. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth. So I will drink you deep, thus connecting us for lifetimes. The exchange will be epic, spiritual and celestial. See, my loving your body would be incomplete without having access to such a wonderful treat. So make no mistake, this clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction. So deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level. Your scent will now become my only sustenance. Your spots, all known only to me. Because I will have had personal conversations with each one of those places, and my tongue will have spoken in your native tongue. My love making claims you for lifetimes because I will master your body in a way that you will realize the place that you feared is my imminent obligation of duty to please. So be careful what you wish for. Let's get deep.
Wow.
What he said.
Yo, I just finished that, like, bro, seven. I was here, like, what am I going to write?
Was you dressed when you wrote this?
I was, but I was playing in my hair at the same time. He said, was I dressed?
Like, damn. what have you got to say? Because she said, your soul will become the water in my mouth and will become it. This will become epic. Damn, Gina.
Bruh. First of all, there's a line that I need to hear again so I can know exactly what my body need to be doing. Can you go over that line again, please?
The pain and
your body will not know that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit over here across from the man. I'm gonna just suck on my thumb and ignore everybody else. Just say that line again, please.
All right. It says, but make no mistake, clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction. So deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level.
God. Yo, is it getting to that point? You're like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Stop. Don't touch me.
She talking about turning you into a quadriplegic. Bruh, your mind won't be able to comprehend. What the? Yo.
In other words, man, she said, you better give your soul to God because you ain't all that ass is mine.
Bruh, clearly. I love that piece, man. I love that piece. All right, Jay, she talking about us. Did you hear? She talking about us. Y'all pieces. Oh my God. Y'all in those pieces.
Oh God, not to laugh.
You nasty.
Bro.
I'm good.
Before we send you over to the dance floor,
remind everybody that you nasty.
Right.
No, that's not what you was gonna say, man. My bad.
Right.
I'm so
right.
sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Well, listen. Let everybody know what you got going on in the radio universe.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Saturday night, well, alternate Saturday night, I host the Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. Let's see, that's 9 p.m. at Saturday night. All right, I'm flashing y'all. Hold on. Monday night, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe with Real the Poet, Essentially Johnny, and Poetic, and that is Monday night at 9. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., I am in the Love Zone with my sexy diva, Ms. B.I.C. Y'all, come on, get caught up in there. That is Wednesday night.
Get caught up. As long as you spit
in the
Love
Zone.
Goddamn right, I'm going
to
get caught
right.
up. I'm just saying, man.
You feel good about my piece. Thank you.
That was dope. That was dope. Now, since we are unscripted tonight, that means that the Get Down dance floor is unscripted. And what that means is we've got Let's Talk About It's bartender and security team, along with Soul Cafe's DJ.
Hey.
And then the War Council and Honey Drippers are floating around somewhere out there.
And if you know the Honey Drippers.
The poets from Renaissance Poetry got their own little section. They so serious about that thing. They got their own little section. And I was instructed to let you know that since it's unscripted tonight, you have got to bring the other divas to the security area for their pat down. That was all I was told.
I will definitely do that. And see, y'all, see, that ain't right. Y'all were supposed to invite my new bartender, Kalinda. Okay. Because she mixologist. Okay.
I told I don't care about your bartender. I'm going over to work security so that I can do the frisking.
I tried to get Kalinda, but if you notice, okay, I didn't mention anything about Poetic Therapy because Kalinda is off somewhere with Stan getting some Poetic Therapy, if you know what I mean. So...
I just want to work security.
Listen, and then there is a special room. There is a special room that's hosted by Divine Inspiration where he wants to make sure that you got the right holy water. Wink, wink. The right holy water.
I just want to work security.
So, y'all see what I did there? I gave y'all the lineup for the week, so I wouldn't have to do it again. But
I just want to work security.
Help me to the dance floor, y'all. To get the security pat down is 1/2 host of the Love Zone, 1/2 host of Poetic Therapy, 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, La Pearl, La Negra.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
I want to work security.
J-Rod wants to work security. Well, hold on, J-Rod, before you go with security, because so far we've only heard 2 of the 4 divas of Epiphany. So is it okay?
I met Danielle in person.
In...
I want to work security.
Oh, geez. Hey.
She got dreadlocks.
I feel like Busta Rhymes got me out here want to say, woo-ha!
She got toe rings.
Flashback. Ladies and gentlemen,
next artist on the mic in this Get Down Unscripted, we have the other half host of the Love Zone, Epiphany Zone, Miss VIP. What's good, Miss VIP?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm here, baby.
Yes, hey, you are. In the
flesh. You say hello. I said, Ms. VIP, and she took that deep breath and was like, hello, baby. I'm good now. I don't care whatever she talk about. I'm good right now. She got to say nothing else. I don't even care about her poetry. Did you hear that hello? I'm good.
I heard it, bro.
I'm good.
I heard it.
You can talk, man. I'm good.
I heard it.
Here's my new part.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we totally unscripted tonight. We might say some things. Mm-hmm. You might hit things. But it's your turn on the mic. So we want to hear your piece inspire us. And I do mean inspire us.
Ooh.
Yes, please.
Well.
Yes, please.
So we're going to step back and allow you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Some write for fame and glory. I don't want that kind of attention. I just want to exist, know, live a good life, staying away from the madness, the ignorance of some in this world, knowing I really can't escape. I'm just saying, write the words that will inspire others to change the world, the atmosphere. Let this be your claim to fame. Write to teach, learn, to be kind, to love. Write with what's given by the Almighty, words inspired from above. Be a Baldwin, Giovanni, or Gorman. It doesn't matter as long as you scribe. Drop what's true, what's you. Whether clean, brilliantly filthy, it's whatever you want it to be. Express your vibe. And that's that piece.
Express your vibe. Express your vibe.
I'm writing.
Express your vibe.
I like that line.
You hear that?
Oh, I like
express
that.
Express your vibe.
I just wrote it down. I got like 7 lines from y'all. 7 lines. But yeah, that
express
was.
Express your vibe.
Express your vibe. My gosh. That sounds like a whole show, Jay. That's a whole show.
That sounds like a whole show.
That's a whole show.
Well, all right.
Stay
sounds good.
Stay tuned. Ms. VIP, as short as that piece was, it was just as powerful. My goodness. I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You did inspire us. You did inspire us because you got me wanting to express my vibe. Hey, Miss Parker. J-Rap.
Oh, my
dig
goodness.
Dig this, bro. I get into another zone when she does these type of pieces because it's expressionism, and it's expressionism to a very good degree. Because it's pinpoint and accurate in how she's very descriptive. And what's melodic about it, I don't know if you heard it, Van, but there's certain lines where she's got a punchline within a punchline before she gave you the line.
Mm-hmm.
Short
yeah.
pieces like this, those are those joints that hit you real quick, and you're like, damn. And then that's when you're like, can you just repeat that for me real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with it. I like the way she did this, and I like this piece itself. Express my vibe. That's my new shit right now.
Yeah.
We need to put
that
on a shirt.
Yeah. Put that on a shirt. Mahavi, I know you're listening.
Oh, Mahavi.
You need that on a shirt.
Express my vibe.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Go ahead, J-Rap, because you
no,
just want to take your time.
Thank you. No, I was saying thank you. Go ahead, man. I'm good.
Can you let everybody know, first of all, from what I hear, it was a dynamic show last night, and I can't wait to listen to the playback.
So what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on.
All right. Well, every Wednesday night at 9 Eastern Standard Time, my lovely diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the love zone. And we got those topics that make you think, and we could be clean sometime. But you know how we go. You know how we do. So everybody, you know, come on in and play.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
you like how she did that, right, man? Why don't you come in play with the pause? Keep that like a roller coaster that can't come down. I see that.
Right. I see how she did that. I see how she did it.
I see what you did.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank
you. Well, thank you first. So there. Thank you first.
On her way to the Get Down dance floor, Danielle has got that motion. Girl, hurry up and get these hands on you. The way they patting us down tonight. So let me go ahead and rush you all over there. Let me get some squeegees and clean up on, you know, our security. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this VIP taking her socks off. Baby.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sunday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Get Down. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you want to get in on this unscripted, press 1. J-Rob, we ready? I mean,
Yes, I am so ready.
We had a lot of female energy coming through here, and I'm looking at this lineup, and we got our bros coming up next, but four powerful brothers. First up, we got our brother, my go-go brother, West Coast go-go brother, Sincere. What's good? What you
My bro? Brothers. Man, everything's wonderful, dynamic show, man. I'm loving it.
Salute to you, King.
J-Rob, blessings, wise son, blessings.
I got something coming towards your way after the show. You'll see it.
Blessing. Yeah, dig it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, sir. I love it.
Now.
Thank you for tuning in. Go ahead, Van.
Yes, sir. Now, Sincere, my good brother, my West Coast go-go brother, man, welcome to Get Down Unscripted. So, we're just going to get out of the way, brother, and let you go ahead and get on down so that you can inspire us. You got that, right?
Let's do it.
Well, go ahead and get on down there, my brother.
Faceless, having seen thy own shadow, account for exploiting their truest joy around 90%. Death under her own family heartbreaks. That's 9% left over for contemplation. Sincere, the happy choice of being chosen to bring them home, forgetting not about what they're giving us, a little bit of a small humanity death. That virus that came, but then again, that's that 9%. Patience and guidance. At times, you will have a grievance and indecisions. To shore of thyself, bringing balance with equality in my head. Burden faith is good. Growing up so much is a false lie. Sincere is still here now, taking back the other fight from being in the light with the truth. Afraid of what you're about to face, rumors, the 9% that was taught to us. Get overwhelmed with the real meaningful message. Into a history narrative, we shall go, asking for reading afterward. Sincerity, insight, best believe I shall continue with what you lied to us during dinner and lunch. Faceless. 99% of the time. 9% is what you think. That's that piece. Live from Los Angeles.
My brother. Hey, Rob, you hear this, man? This what we doing on us? This what we doing on us?
When they magically appear with pieces like this, you have got to sit back for a hot second and you let them do their thing. But the brother said, I think patience and guidance and time, you will have a grievance and decision to show thyself, bringing balance with equality in my head. Burden fails good, growing up so much in false lies. The serious here, now taking back the other sight. I'm digging this.
I'm completely digging this.
Half-breed, Afro-Hispanic. Yeah. Go ahead, coach. I see what you're doing.
I appreciate that, coach. You guys inspired me. I appreciate that. One love,
man.
I love it.
Hey, wait, man. Before, there you go. Tell him, Van.
You inspiring us, man. You talking about, you know, this piece, man. I'm just trying to, you know, again, Jay. Again, I'm with the dumb guys. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. I'm tired of being a water boy, man. Put me in, coach.
But sincere, I have to ask the question. Did you enjoy those cigars, brother?
My brother, man, that was right on time, my brother. And not only that, man, I appreciate the award. I framed it, so. It's hanging on my wall. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you did for me. I appreciate it.
Salute, King.
Well deserved. Man, all you poets, man, that came through the Get Down Limelight Spoken Word Poetry Award Show, man, y'all earned those awards, man. We just want to let you know how important you are to us, Epiphany Radio, and the community at large. So y'all earned those, man. We're just honored that y'all just continue to keep doing it, man, because we are the voice right now. We're being heard globally on so many platforms when you come into Epiphany Radio, and I think that's important. So a show like tonight, Unscripted, this is a time where you come and you just basically it's your spotlight again. It's not ours.
Mm-hmm.
It's Unscripted. And what you just did with this piece, you just showed where you are on the pedestal, bro. So I appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm humbled. I'm honored. I appreciate it. No doubt.
My brother,
one love, one mic.
My brother, there's a lot of sisters over there on that.
Man. Ooh, I'm going to play with some. I want to do security. I got my security card. Do I got to say? I'm going to scan it and email it to you. I'm ready to go.
As
what we
soon
doing?
As I finish frisking a couple of these ladies, you can take my slot.
I got you. Ain't no monkey business right. Going down but the hustle.
There it is. Come on now.
All right, my go-go brother, stick around, man. Get out there on that dance floor, man, and have yourself a good time. One love, one mic.
No doubt. One love, one mic.
Man, listen.
I love that.
It just keeps getting better, Jay. It just keeps getting better.
Does it,
man.
Really?
Do you know who we got next?
Not until you tell me.
Brother, we got the maestro of music himself, our brother C Double 34 Music, y'all. C Double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, legend?
Walk with me for a minute. Because I'm walking down this hall, had to pass Winona from Good Times, you know. You there?
Well.
Running her mouth and stuff like that. And I do have a little gripe, but first off, how you doing? And now my gripe.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I was listening to the show early with the playlist that you did. Now, you know my gripe with effeminate bitch-ass singers who's trying to get the pussy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, in the 70s through the,
look,
in the 70s through the 90s, at least you had a bass guy that was, if he didn't sing, he talked. For example.
Good. Very good point.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You know why I miss you? Because I need you like Arby's, because we have the meats.
I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you. I'm not. Not Van, that's
we need
girlfriend.
The bass back. We need the bass back. That's my public service announcement by C34 Music, and this is not representative of Epiphany Network. There you go.
Thank you. There you go.
Oh, I feel better now. I might have to go to poetry therapy.
When we're done.
Yeah, brother, it's
when we're done.
Good. It is all
okay.
Good.
Oh, my God.
C Double.
Yeah.
My brother J Rob, he's got something he needs to say to you, brother.
Hey, C Double.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Tonight is unscripted, baby. And since it's unscripted, I'm not asking a whole lot, except is your piece locked and loaded?
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting it to be from this morning, but since this is unscripted, I'm going to give it to you.
Then let's get it, and let's step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This is an intimate portrait. If I gave an interview to myself, I would give you an interview. My curriculum would be deemed ridiculous because none of this world would be taught in your schools, which is a shame, and quite criminal, as humanity is laced with imbeciles who can't comprehend stuff other than fashion trends, yet I'm still here to ascend, win or lose. Without preservatives or chemicals, my mind's a wrecking ball. So tell Miley Cyrus when she comes to South Central, hurry up and buy this knowledge defined as life skills, where she doesn't have to her know behind self, bone on bone crime with no harmony as the crossroads keep calling her, like drugs to Pookie and suntan lotion to Snooky. This symposium is for rookies trying to tame empire monsters lying for cookies after they've been rolling doobies with brothers, confessing what a fool believes in a van down by the river, eluding those pursuing fugitives, not wanting to stand trial, presided by Judge Judy. You got some splaining to do, Lucy, like I'm Ricky Ricardo, stuck roadside in a broke-down Winnebago in Fargo. You were headed for Chicago and then took a plane to Key Largo, trying to hide contraband embargoes in triple extra-large clothes. You're now stuck at the toll booth where the officer asks for ID. You provide no proof. Can't reach your lawyer with your phone call. He's in Omaha, boning your old girl. You're locked in the jail cell, treated like an immigrant, even though you're innocent. Can't hold it no longer. You got to take a piss, but Big Jim wants to get intimate. He's giving you a nickname. From now on, you're known as Cinnamon Buns. He's demanding you to give him son, but in the nick of time, you bailed out, so you rip it and run out of the police station in 9.86 seconds. After keeping your butt clenched up with a sign, no trespassing, do not enter, effective immediately on the grounds of attempted mischievous thievery. I'm feeding you the morals to the story, you puny mortals. Don't take glory in what is despicable and deplorable, like boys from 2000 who were immature actors who got served up dancing. Now order up. As I point to my wrist like Dame Dollar, I play Fender Rhodes because I'm a Rhodes Scholar. Holla, follow. I massage these messages like folks having dreams, laying next to Coretta Scott King, face covered with noxzema. I got your skin tingling with words that form a circus in Istanbul, Turkey. Brothers, can you hear them ringling? I'm wringing out excess water in Dillon, South Carolina, south of the border. This is the fourth quarter, and I wrestle opponents as a sergeant who slaughters the Department of Education. I never have to be stirred up, but I'm coming unshaken. I'm naked, so you better warn all the ladies in New Haven, because I connect the cuts for the nation in my poetry flow. And all you got to do is say yes. Eat your vitamins and say your prayers. All you C-34 music maniacs flash dancing on the floor in the 80s on Betamax. For the millennials, I'm bringing up ancient facts, and I'm not ashamed of that. But if you keep messing with my people, I'll become Debo and make you fade to black in peace.
Oh, yeah, brother. You heard what the brother said. He said, oh, yeah, that's what he said. He said, eat your vitamins and say your prayers. That's what my brother said. Oh, yeah.
Bruh.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is say yes. All you got to do is say yes. Bro, you had so much in that piece, bruh.
Thank you.
So much. I'm sitting here like, dang, where the next one coming from? Where the next one coming from? We got Debo in it. Oh, bruh.
He drops so many gems in this joint. You know, I want to write down stuff as he's spitting it, but then you get caught up, and I'm like, yo, and you can't say nothing because you don't want to stop his flow. So I'm like, oh man, this is one of them times I need you to post that piece so I could get my fill of what I was listening to, because this is dynamite.
I would definitely do that after work tonight.
Dynamite.
But I'm telling you right now, I wrote this morning. I did not know where it was going. I just came from the supermarket, and that first line, it just built from there. The first two lines, and it built from there, and I did not know where it was going. Even Joe DeVerbal, my dancer, had told me, you know, dude, he didn't know what to do.
Wow. Wow.
I appreciate you.
That's what's up, bro. I appreciate you too, man. Dope ink, bro. And the metaphors, and the references, and the lyrical content. Thank you, good brother.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Now, we're going to send you on over to that Get Down Dance Floor. Hopefully you can get a couple of steps in before you got to get back to, you know, that place.
You know,
work.
The easiest step I can do a poetic is
that,
from Soul Train, Big Al.
Mm.
Just stand there
it,
and pose
just
with a cane and a trench coat. Do
hey,
nothing
yes,
while everybody else is dancing. Be tall, and that's it.
Okay, that's dope. Stand there and be tall, that's all.
Stand there and be tall, that's all. All right, my brother, get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother C-34 music, y'all. And we're going to go J-Rod. We're going to go from C-Double, man, to DSR's own, my brother, Rebel P. Jones. What's good, Rebel
P? Hey, what's going on?
Rebel P.
How you feeling, bro?
Yo, how y'all doing tonight? I've been listening to the show. Fantastic show, man.
Thank you, good brother. We appreciate
you. My brother, another phenomenal piece. I read it earlier, and it was even more fantastic hearing him say it, man.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking
Thank
about,
you.
Man. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, family. Thank you.
Oh, God.
I'm glad
good
you're here, bro.
Here.
Man, it's good to have you
nice.
Here, bro. Always good to have Rebel T in the building, man, just to let you know.
Thank you. I wrote a piece that I posted earlier called Broken People. And then when you started saying non-scripted, I started adding to it.
My brother.
So then I retitled it. And so
yes,
then I retitled it, called it The Love of Broken People. And it's a chaotic roller coaster of a ride, and it's very different from what I normally write or spit. So I'm doing a first time of this as a whole on your guys' show. I did the original piece on YouTube earlier today. But this is something that I decided to freestyle or free pen and add on to while waiting for my turn. This is what I came out with. So
my brother,
love and broken
my
people.
Brother, we're going to get out the way. We're going to step
mm-hmm.
out the light and let the spotlight
mm-hmm.
shine on you. So, my brother,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get on down.
Love and broken people. You see, I'm broken, so we are broken, but there's pieces of you broken that existed long before me, before us, before we. So what comes of broken people that depend on broken people to heal? Crippled emotions, confused in what it is that they actually feel and feelings that they should be embracing become what broken people fear. Saturated in sadness, overtaken by self-loathing and madness. It's a tough climb to escape from about this hell. And it seems as a broken man who lives in patterns, I'm forever destined to be broken with you here. In this place of highs and lows on the tilting scale of emotional and mental imbalance, you make me smile, you. You make me so miserably sad. You are the definition of happiness. You make me so fucking mad. I hate that face you make, that thing you do, damn girl. I love everything about you. Not sure where I'd be without you. You are my rock, my strength when I feel weak. Bitch, you are my quicksand when I step up and you try so hard to force me to sink. Testing my confidence constantly, damn. I love how you compliment me. Always reminding me that I'm the only one that's ever stopping me. But you wouldn't lie to me, would you? Damn it, my paranoia is starting to get ahead of me, the best of me. Damn, once again, the devil's testing me. Why in the hell can there never be peaceful rest in me? I'm so tired. That's that peace.
My God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Bruh. Yo. Oh, man. You. Nah. Yo, man, I dare not want to hear him do this shit again. Oh, my
Bruh.
God.
AJ Rob.
Yeah.
We unscripted. So, Rebel P.
Woo!
The mic is yours.
That's right.
The mic is yours.
What?
The mic is yours.
You want me to do it again?
The mic is yours.
Please.
I'm broken.
Unscripted, baby.
So we're broken. But there's pieces of you broken that existed long before me, before us, before we. So what becomes of broken people that depend on broken people to heal? Crippled emotions, confused in what it is that they actually feel and the feelings that should be embraced or become what broken people fear. Saturated in sadness, overtaken by self-loathing and madness. It's a tough climb to escape from about this hell. And it seems as a broken man whom lives in patterns, I'm forever destined to be broken with you here. In this place of highs and lows on the tilting scales of an emotional and mental imbalance, you make me smile, you make me so miserably sad, you are the definition of happiness, you make me so fucking mad. I hate that face you make, that thing you do, damn girl. I love every fucking thing about you, not sure where I'd be without you, You are my rock, my strength when I feel weak. Bitch, you are my quicksand when I step up and you are so hard to force me to sink. Testing my confidence constantly. Damn, I love how you compliment me. Always reminding me that I'm the only one that's ever stopping me, but you wouldn't lie to me, would you? Damn it, my paranoia is starting to get ahead of me, the best of me. Damn, once again, the devil's testing me. Why in the hell can there never be peaceful rest in me? I'm so tired. That's that peace.
Yo.
Man. Come on.
Yo.
Come on.
Rebel P. Bro, this piece is amazing, bro. This piece is amazing.
I'm glad you think so. Thank you.
your van. This is the piece that you know me. Sometimes when I'm listening to poets, it's like the pictures are just hitting my forehead, and I'm in my whole, my own head. And this is the joint. The brother, he's stopping the woman from leaving. Slams the door, and he got one hand against the door, and he got one hand in her, one finger in her face, and he telling her everything that he just spit. And at the end, he lets the door go, and he's like, leave if you want to. And she just looks at him, a tear forms in her eye. She just throw her arms around the brother. She's like, nah, I ain't going nowhere. And he just looks at him. He looks at the camera and goes, and that's right. Man, listen.
Bruh.
Woo!
Bruh.
That's that joint right there, boy.
Well, you heard it here first on Epiphany Radio.
Bruh.
Mm.
This piece,
go ahead, man.
This piece right here was something truly, truly remarkable, bro. And the fact that you added more to it while you was listening to the show. Number one, let me talk about your passion in the piece. I can tell you felt every single word you spit.
I did. Well, I mean, these are my deep, dark, secret feelings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not secret no more. It's out there. But these are things that I can't articulately speak and stay calm speaking with the person they need to be spoken to sometimes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Facts.
Right. Right. Hey, man, I love it, man.
This is the best and the most releasing way to get it out, and healthy wise, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if more, I know there's many men that feel this way, you know what I'm saying, in the relationships, but if they reach deep enough to find out a healthy way like this through poetry or music or art or something, you know what I'm saying, there'd be a lot less domestic violence, a lot less abused people and shit. But with this kind of pain that you hear in it, you can see how abuse happens.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, bro, my sister tuned in, and she said, this dude is fire, 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 and so humbly great. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Van Meadows. Okay.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Hey, thank you, brother. We appreciate you more than I can ever say. And as soon as my co-host comes back, he's going to say the exact same thing.
He must have ran to the dance floor because the music got loud. So
yeah, I'm here, man. Give me a minute. Keep talking. So give me like 3 minutes. Something's going on with the studio. Give me like 3 minutes.
Copy, copy.
Right.
Rebel P, got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
What headspace was you in when you wrote this? Like, where did it come from?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it came from a place that's real personal and real deep. I think it came from
right,
a place where a lot of people would be uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable until I was able to get it out written perfectly for myself. I was uncomfortable facing these feelings that I have. But I also think confronting them and facing them the most healthy way possible establishes more strength in the relationship that you're trying to strengthen, you heard?
Yes, sir.
Completely.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you on that. And to your point, I think a lot of brothers, if they just wrote it out, and just released it and found another way to release what they were feeling, there'd be a whole lot less of exactly what you said, that violent side wouldn't exist because you already let it go.
The reason the violence happens, is because we so impulsively go to rage first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We don't go to conversation. We go straight to rage.
No attempt to try to control it. You allow yourself to see red, and it's just gone from there.
Facts. Van Meadows, what say you?
I agree, man. I agree. I mean, that's why, you know,
that's why I write the way I write. You can tell when I'm expressing the pain in my pieces or when I have something that I need to just get out. You can tell. And most of the times it be these shows, man, when certain questions are asked or posed, and it takes me back into a memory, you know, something that I choose to forget, and then it comes out like this hot venom. And sometimes we need that hot venom to just come out of our, you know, in our ink so that we don't lash out at others with that hot venom. So I can appreciate it.
There's that, you know, I feel like as men too, it's a real struggle confronting these feelings and wondering if is it normal to feel this kind of anger, but this kind of raw emotion, mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. kind of love at the same time for somebody that you could be so angry at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's something that us as men, we don't really speak about enough and we don't confront enough. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of men out there with the same feelings in common. I can't be the only one that struggles with these thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not.
But, of course, I'm also committed to being the best husband and father I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's amen. Say that part right there, brother. That part right
yeah.
there. Yep.
Absolutely.
Salute to you,
King. My brother,
thank
we're
you.
Gonna send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you know if you can hang out with us for a little bit longer, man.
I'm gonna be tall with C-34.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. All right, man, stick around, man. DSR's own
one
Rebel
love, y'all.
E.
Thank you for waking
one
up
love,
today,
one mic, brother. Thank you for waking up today, brother.
Peace.
Man, peace. That brother, that piece was fire, bro.
That piece right there was.
Ooh. And then I say, say, Rob, I think that's a get down first, that we actually handed the mic back to someone to re-spit a piece.
Yeah, that part.
I don't think we've ever done that before.
Nah.
I think we've ever done that before.
But,
and I love unscripted shows, bro.
Yeah, man. And it's shows like this that shows the dexterity in our fellow poets. So, yeah, man, I love
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Who
well,
do we have
we
next
gonna,
week, brother?
Bruh. Who
talk
we got
to me.
Next? We
talk
got
to me.
Sinister Spittle,
who?
Brother. We got Sinister
no, we
Spittle.
No, we don't. No, we
what's
don't.
Good
what's
with
going
you, bro?
On?
Yes, we do.
What's happening, Sinister?
What's happening? What's happening? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear
you great,
quite
brother.
Well, bro. How are you?
I am fine. I'm actually fired up, man. That piece from Rebel P. Jones, that was he rides in my comfort zone, man. I love that piece. That was awesome.
Yeah, I
that
figured
cat
you would.
That cat
not,
is special.
Definitely sound like your comfort zone, man. Definitely sound like your comfort zone. So I know, Jay, I know we in for some heat right now.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm ready if you're all ready.
Hey, man. If your piece is locked and loaded, me and Van going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Locked and loaded. What separates the two? The pulsing vibrations run rampant in self-indulgent flounderings of human nature, be a woman or man, opposed by autocratic inertia of evolutionary lapse or redundant occurrence of what once had set plans. Thwart intuitive scholarly rhetoric, the tempting stimuli which one expects to divert such deviant fleeting. Broken now is laughter echoing in solitude's box, left unattended in such unwelcoming terrain. Somewhere between comatose and the vibrant, it got lost. And spinning sideways, we're stuck. Memories, those ghosts you coddle when there's no one left to reason your influence at hand. Moments that twist visual inceptions to dark scenery, shadowed in chromatic sepulchres on citadel drums, attempting to ascertain a decrepit cohesion spewed about reality, you can no longer feel its impact. Some would revel in such bounty found in willed solace of separation of cerebral canyons so vast. Your insight, an atrocious onslaught of atom-infused allegations of why the fear is where you now stand. Analyzed in solitary abandon of which fire spray you have empowered the personal hell addressed. Rather dire stipulations ensnared these nuances filling quagmires, ran deplorable and fractured minds. Sporadic be the trails of clandestine hues floating into an abyss. One as such you must fall infinitely. In attempting to proceed on something so surreal and true, the reasoning avoids the instances you complete. Breaking static ions cue a quota of fortitude run flat, passing a stature you no longer possess. Shires in, however, I only see the cyclophon. You always were indeed a plight of grounded derisions, thought to be grand, crashing infestations of intolerable instances, once serene, now only a graveyard of lost meaning without tracks. Stake the vision in territories of which I take the greenest, bought my excellence over your excremental scraps. Welcome you, running a self-loathing, dying instant, writhing on the lake's fire, burning the soul you tossed. Bright infusions, shatter the moments now lost in here. It's what become which separates the two. In peace.
Yo, that. This is a reason
why.
I love when this cat comes to the mic and lights it like that. That's a whole lot of breath control, and he drops some gems on there. He drops some serious gems, man. And I'm just like, bro, how do you do it?
How'd you do it?
Mm. And he in a different headspace when he doing stuff like this. Master Spittle, salute to you, King.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My brother. Man, you come through, man, and pick up right where Rebel P leaves off, you know, and just run through this piece with the dexterity of the piece. Just phenomenal, bro. I'm so glad you came tonight, man. I needed to hear that, man.
Thank you. I almost changed it after Rebel Peer dropped his piece. I almost changed my piece. I'm like, no, I'm going to go with this one. Because I actually, I posted something like 10 hours ago. I said, you know, you ever been on tilt so bad that your head ends up your ass? And the opening line to that was, you know, a phrase from this poem. Those, you know, so it had to be that moment, the memories, those ghosts you caught on when there's no one left reason the insolence at hand. It's just, you know, something that you just boom. Head up your ass.
I dig it.
Yes, sir.
I dig it completely.
Yes, sir.
I dig this completely.
I appreciate it, guys. I
appreciate
the format. I don't get out much, but when I do, I like to stretch it, and I appreciate being able to stretch it any way I like. So thank you very much.
Always,
Master Spittle,
man. You know, you're always
welcome. You are always
welcome
on the Get Down.
Always.
All right, brothers. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank
you. Salute to you, sir.
That is our brother, Sinister Spittle. Man, we're going to go from
a Sinister
Spittle.
That's a bad boy right there.
That is a bad boy, man. We got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer coming up next. What's good with you, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Poetic J-Rob the Wild Son? How y'all brothers doing this evening?
Salute to you, King. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic, man. Beautiful day. Beautiful day, man. Lovely. Lovely.
Right on. Right on, right on, and right on.
Yeah, man. Man.
Welcome to the Get Down Unscripted tonight, Joe. So listen.
Yes, sir.
I know Mojave got on you about doing that long piece. You know what? Man. You got a 10-minute piece, man? We unscripted tonight. This your mic. We're going to step back and get on down.
Yeah,
you know, well, you know, hey, it's called good, man. It's all good. You know, respect that, brother. So here we go again. That's the name of the piece. Here we go again. Y'all ready?
Absolutely. Get on down, Joe.
All right. Here we go again. Another you slain with the frame of mind to maim. just as there's a blame, they'll try and refute the frame by frame. Frame thy name of brother, son, father, uncle. Do we yell uncle and hug her down? Uncle Sam hunts us down. Distracting factors, refocus what's happening. A child is dead. Is that all that's being said? A child is dead. We're being fed alibis, excuses for the ruthless. I think it's time we fortify. It's time to lose our coolness. Consciousness should always remain cognizant from living that same story. That same cover-up, and we cover up our voices. Tearing down our own shit is not what a good choice is. Selling T-shirts to capitalize is just some more bullshit. You can't ignore this useless unless you fold this shit. The floor is wet with red. Young man with a bullet in his head. Scholarly adapted, socially accepted, mentally rejected. He was in the area. We all fit the description. This was more than a depiction of what our lives are like. Too many shades of just ain't right. Too many young souls not coming home tonight. One day you're just living life. A child is dead. Is that all that's being said? A child is dead? Jordan Edwards is dead. That's not all that's going to be said. Except at midnight and heaven gains another one. After this life, the next day someone killed his son. We often run to better days and better ways, yet we always fall for things that never change. I'm frustrated, having a life so subjugated. My peace of mind is regulated. My happiness depends on what's legislated. Wait a minute. Hold up. Back up. You want to run that by me again? You want to fact find me and then I'm back in the pen, the pokey, the hooscow? Where's the damn noose now? Where's the truth found? They're free, but who's bound? Feeling better by the pound. Smoke a brother never found. I wrote a letter telling her he got killed on sacred ground. He's folklore now. Story changed somehow. It went from a sister's killing to drunken free willing. All their blood spilling over a few shillings. The real ends. Tomorrow there'd be a new film. News at 11. It's a little 7:30. He was a little 8:30, but they shot him still. What got him killed? Baggy jeans of another cream and the color of his skin. Childhood dreams with dead blood streams. He'll never hold his mother again, except at midnight. And I'm avoiding nightmarish dreams. The Constitution was written by candlelight, and they still giving that crap some steam. In peace.
Yeah.
Yo, the verbal mind dancer.
Yeah. Salute. Wow.
I dig this brother's cadence so much. I dig this cadence because he hits you, and there's a pause for the punchline in certain lines. Then the punchline hits in certain lines and gets the pause after it, and then it all comes together before the next joint starts. Salute.
Yes, sir.
You,
I like that style. I like
Thank
that
you,
style.
Dude, the verbal mind dancer, man. This ink right here is fire, bro.
Sad, but beautiful ink, man.
And it needs to be said. And we're going to keep talking about it until they realize what's happening. So I appreciate you, King.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, brothers, man. You know, y'all stay safe out there, man, you know.
You too, brother. Stick
Amen.
Around, man. Hey,
thank you, and you do the same.
Going over to that, going over to the dance floor, though. You know, it's a couple people over there getting down, man.
Yeah, my mom, like, you know, like, brother, I need to holler at Rebel P, man. You know, we need to talk for a second, man.
I know that's right, bro.
Right on.
You got to holler at your young brother, man, for real. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, I'm going to chill, man. Y'all keep on rocking, man.
Thank you, good brother. On his way, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, coming through. He just came through and just blazed the mic, brother. He did, indeed.
You see
next
what he
up,
does?
Man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal, man. I love Joe, man. I love his pen, man. You know, he's just so real, man, so down to earth, man. One of them, you know, I always, you know, when I was growing up, my daddy and my uncles would all be like, yeah, that's that cool cat right there. It's that cool cat right there. Now I know what they mean. Joe embodies that version of cool cat. That's that cool cat. So, yeah.
Miles Davis, you know.
Uh-oh. J-Rob drop. Come on, get back in here, J-Rob. Get back in here, J-Rob. While waiting for him to come on in, come back in, we're going to move on over to Divine Demon. Wolf Hour's own. What's good with you, bro? Divine Demon, are you muted?
I was. What's going on, Poetic? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I hope J-Rob, can come back in because I got something for him today.
Man, I know you do, man. I'm waiting for him to get back in here now, man. Oh, man.
I like you having some technical difficulties tonight.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't know if Blog Talk kicked him off or his phone died because he's not back yet.
Yeah. And it was a sudden drop, like you said, like you had a power issue, battery issue.
Right, right.
Oh, I don't know. I do not know. Well, how you feeling, man? How's life?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I can't complain at all.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear it. Is are y'all doing the collab tonight?
Yeah, go ahead and bring in Eric Holmes.
Oh, I
already know it.
Yeah, I got her. Oh, I got her. Hold on. Let me get J-Rob back before I open her up. All right, there we go.
All right, appreciate that.
Actually, that's my hobby. Here we go. J-Rob, you back?
Yo!
We got Divine Demon, brother. He was waiting for you to get back, man. Let me bring in...
Chris Gifted! What's good? That is smooth!
Let me bring in Lisa Lips.
Oh, yes, sir!
Hey, Lisa Lips. What's going on,
well,
Miss Lips?
Hello, Miss
I'm actually driving back from Maryland.
Wait, you're driving back from Maryland?
I've been in Maryland for the last few days, and I jumped on the highway and was headed back. I've been listening since before the show started, and I've pulled off at a motel so I can do my piece.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, since you pulled in front of a motel, me and Van Metals is going to get out the way so that y'all can do something unscripted in front of the motel. And y'all could, how we say it, Van? They can get on down, Van?
They can get on down.
Go on and get out.
All right. The illustrious Lisa Lips and Chris the Gifted, we bring you Kindred Love. From the moment I saw her, damn, I knew I had to have her. She was about 5'2", had a shape like a Coke bottle, a beautiful smile, long silky hair. She smelled like a field of daisies. Her essence drove me crazy. Her aura spoke to my soul ever so gently.
I remember when we met. He'd have done anything to have me, and I was intoxicated by his smile, tall and cut with an easy kind of swag. I should have known he was trouble from the start. Our connection was instant, but you know what they say, when it burns hot, it burns fast, and for me, the fire is dying.
You recall when we met? Did you recall the butterflies you would get and the way I made you sweat? I played it cool when you fell into intoxication. Your touch gave me the ultimate sensation. I was hell-bent on making you and keeping you happy. Indeed, the connection, the affection was instant. I vowed to never leave your side. We're closer than ever, never distant.
I admit that when we started, we were totally in sync. You spoiled me with affection, attended to my every need, and my skin yearned for your touch. But as summer turned to fall, just like the weather, things cooled. There were still hot nights, but they became infrequent. And it seemed the more I craved you, the more you held back. At first, I gave it over to the routines of life. But you stopped listening to my cues, took my advances for granted. So I refocused and began to care for me. You saw it as a gift for you, but I was really regaining myself.
Let's back up. How were you over before you even got started? How did you go from soulmates to soul aches, now departed? For you, I would move mountains on fire, flame retardants. You said you yearned for my touch. Damn, maybe I loved you too much. Of course, we weathered the storm and the routines of life. But we always overcame laughing and loving every second of the strife. Yeah, I noticed you pulling away, but now I can't stay. I'm crying with every word that I type. As much as I knew you were the one, I have a new revelation that it may leave you stunned.
I focused my attentions and set out for forever. I wanted the life you promised. I know we had lives before we met and careers to chase, but you don't hear me when I talk to you anymore. You only listen to respond. Once, you held my secrets close like a diary. Now we hardly talk at all. And yes, our bodies still bond, but the mental is lost. I admired your ambitions, and once you admired mine, too. Now, you're soaring into the future as the things I dreamt got pushed aside. And when I seek to build with you, you brush me off because my little dreams hold no value to you, and I never wanted to be your shadow.
I heard you clear, and I understand. The life we had was never planned. At this point, I'm not sure if we should continue or bring things to a stop. I always wondered how we were so alike. You read my mind and bled my drops. I found something online that has left me confused and shocked. I'll make this plain and direct. It won't be gentle, and you may be bothered. We are so much alike. Because we share a father. The woman I fell in love with, I already miss her. Her name is written on my heart, and I'll always be with her. Now, if I'm to tell you, you are my sister. In peace. Kindred spirits, Krista Gifted. Lisa Lips.
I was not expecting that ending. I got to do my worst Kevin Hart impression. I wasn't ready. Oh, my God, this piece is dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this piece is complete dynamite. Look at this collabo. Woo! Krista Gifted and Lisa Lips. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
even
this is
my
amazing
sister
right here
said, oh, my God. We wasn't ready.
Yeah. That ending. That ending was something else. Great collab. I love the exchange between the two, the wordplay, the realism. Man, y'all did this, and we thank y'all for doing the collab as requested. And man, you guys are amazing with this piece right here. Dope ink, both of you.
That ending, though. Oh my God.
Yeah, that ending was something else. I can't front. And there was something else. So,
it threw me when he wrote it.
I
wasn't ready.
I heard you be, so I had to bring the best that I had, and that was mainly the best that I had. So I had to bring it when I knew who I was rocking with. So
I
give all the credit to her.
I wasn't ready.
Phenomenal, just phenomenal, brother and sister. Phenomenal. But now y'all going to take y'all collabs over to that Get Down dance floor and mingle and hang out with everybody and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen,
I wasn't ready.
Divine Demon and Lisa Lips, what a collab. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Man, something else. Something else, bro. Whew.
You can say it. Incredible ink, man.
Yeah, just incredible.
Incredible,
just
incredible ink.
Well, we're going from a collab to a sir. Not just any sir, but Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
What's going on? What's going on, Van Meadows, J-Rob? Come on here.
How you doing, big bro?
How you feeling,
man,
brother?
Doing it the way I should, man. Doing it the way I should.
I see you.
Good.
I see you.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
Glad to have you on the mic.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all offered a forum. I'm serious.
How have you been, bro? It's good to hear from you.
I've been good, man. Yeah, it's good to hear you guys too, man. It's like I was saying earlier, man. I think that, you know, having these forums, having them accessible and being able to hone your skills, you know what I mean? Like running the blade over the stone.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Indeed, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well,
no doubt.
We're unscripted tonight, bro. So we don't really have a topic. So
right.
Me and Van is looking to be inspired, and considering we know who we're talking to, me and Van are just going to assume that your piece is ready, and we're going to step out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yeah, this piece is going to go deep with spikes, so just so you know. The truth is bent. Research studies are learning us to control us, inventing more words and even group types, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves. Thinking a theory is a fact. Brainwashing is moral reasoning. Communication is just catchphrases. I can't complain. If that's true, why did you bring it up? What is the distraction this time? The truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning, and heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? Pictures of Adam and Eve with navels, birds and bees flying out of the sky wherever they crank up the 5Gs. If it's satellite imagery, why don't we see planes on maps or Google Earth? Imagery, the key word. The truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. And before you go on about reparations, is slave a word or a title? But who? Words are sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen, but they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. They show us a red devil with horns, pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. Then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent. And gender now has categories. Gender sexualizing, transgender, gender dysphoria. You know, like Alex, I'll take gender for 300. Even in basketball, there are rules to the game. You play on a court, and if you step outside the line, you're out of bounds. Our children becoming the main course. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, and the people's child sex trafficking. The truth is bent. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up, the truth is bent. And we give honor to God that makes mistakes. Sir Lawrence.
Outstanding. Completely.
My brother.
Outstanding.
My brother.
A slave a word or a title.
Yeah, man.
I was hooked right there.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, Sir Lawrence comes with a different type of energy with his pieces, man. And then the way he spits them, man, you have to tune in and pay attention. You just have to be there because you're engrossed. And, brother, I appreciate you coming through and sharing your crap. Man. Phenomenal ink, brother. Just phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much.
Oh, man,
outstanding. That line is that's the line for the evening for me, because I'm thinking of all of us in the African American community. Some of us are doing things we're not really comfortable with at work. We don't like. We wish we had another job or doing something different. And the question is, an old school cat will come to you and just ask you, "Well, I know you don't like what you're doing, but it's slave a word or a title." And just leave and let you just sit there and figure that one out while you pondering your next move.
Yeah.
That's a straight G line. I like that.
Indeed, brother.
Right on.
All right,
right
sir.
On.
Appreciate you, bro. Yes. We'll send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can, you know, show them what them feet can do, bro. We know what your pen can do. Show them what them feet can do.
Yeah, I'm going to work this left one, though. I'm going to tell you right now.
Do the stinky leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance lab, brother Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic, brother. Man, that's my brother right there, man. Hey, Jay, I got a surprise for you, man, with this next poet.
For me?
I got a surprise.
For me?
Yeah, I got a surprise.
I like surprises. Who do we have, Jay?
Passionate the Poet. Hey, Passionate.
No. I'm hanging up. Because I ain't know. No, I'm hanging up. No way you got Passionate. How much you gave her?
I give her
you
nothing.
You paid her, did you,
I give
babe?
Her nothing.
You
know, she just,
you paid her,
she just
you?
Come through. She just come through, Jay. She did come through. I didn't give her nothing.
No, Passionate never come through. Passionate's on tour. She would Anita Baker. She's with the Temptations. She was on Verses with Method Man and Red Man.
Let's not forget she's with Emerald too. Don't forget she's with Emerald too.
And she's with Emerald.
Don't forget.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Passionate.
Hey, what's up, Chocolate Leader?
I'm doing pretty damn good right about now. How you doing?
I'm good. I made sure I finished my work early so I can come on the show.
I know that's right.
Because it's been a
minute.
Mojave sent me a message like, so you just not spitting poetry no more, nigga? I'm like, no, it's not like that, man. Calm down.
My cousin hits you up. Okay.
It don't matter.
Who
hit
up the J? But it's okay.
She's right here.
Hey, listen.
In the flesh.
Van, let me tell you something. I secretly be stalking her. I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing. I secretly stalk her just so I know she's doing good. And she doing good, so I stalk her, and then I leave. I don't leave message. I just stalk her and be like, wow, look at her.
You do know you and Dan both have my real phone number. You can call me anytime.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
What Van was saying, and then, you know, they were serving lemonade, and I didn't have any more when I got there. That's what happened.
Passionate, darling.
Yes.
It has been a while since I've heard you spit, and since it's unscripted tonight, I am anxiously awaiting what you have for us tonight, because, like I said, I hadn't heard you spit in a while, so we're going to step back and get out the way so that we can hear your deliciousness. So go ahead and get on down.
Well, because it's been a while, this piece is for J-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a passage to write to last summer.
Yeah.
And the passage goes, and because he thought I gave him the cold shoulder from where I walked, he said we would forever be polar opposites. Yet I still needed the bottom of an iceberg in my glass to just cool my thirst as I rested in a desert as hazel as my eyes, created by my dry cough. So that's the passage he gave me to write to. And this is what I came up with. This piece is called Cosmic Parallels. Close your eyes and journey with me. Face your fears with conviction like the intention of Jazzy Sade's soliloquy. Be my ecstasy. You think you know me better than I know myself? Reflecting on memories we both internally felt. I traveled lifetimes, and every cycle you end up mine. Yet you procrastinate and I deny, but I'm still Team J every time. Karma leaves us both with battle scars and lessons, bouncing off each other's energies and absorbing, reflecting essence. I learned to love better, ending up loving more than I've ever loved anyone else, both you and myself. Instead of being engulfed by my bitterness, accepting your kisses of bliss as you eradicate my sadness, and I can't understand for the life of me, how did we survive the madness? Now we're mad with love. The universe is at odds with us. I guess now it's even to evolve from a shot in the dark in order to keep believing in love. Living life, being fulfilled, maintaining while keeping it real. I refuse to get drunk off sorrow's past, wallowing in guilt and bad decisions. I'd rather expand on physical conversations resulting in the clutching of bosoms, sipping pages of clitter rhetoric, disposition until our minds bend over, under, outer, inner, with, again and again. You catching my drift? I want you in my memories and in my future. My heart's wounds you suture. Our souls will always have a certain familiarity as the names will be changed. And inevitably, it remains this connection between us, passionately speaking, as we are each other's twin flames. Thank you.
Whew. Oh. 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 Oh, well, damn. Nobody with LSP ever wrote something that heavy for me. Okay. Okay. And okay. I'm digging that. I'm digging that. In every sense of the word. Van, I'm mad at you because you was holding this surprise. And you was holding this surprise, brother. You was holding this surprise.
I mean, I got to hold back a little bit of stuff from you, bro. I can't tell you everything, you know.
I say. But this one you held back. I'd have been surprised either way, but you did it live on the air, brother. You did it live on the air. I'm beyond words right now. And passionate, that was outstanding.
Yes, Thank you.
You and Van got me again. That's dope. But the piece itself was exquisitely outstanding. And I wish, matter of fact, because this is unscripted, Van, we got to get passionate. The most sultry vocals female award.
There it is. See, anything can happen on Unscripted. Anything. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you, Jenny.
It's a beautiful piece, dynamically done. And you got J-Rob, his cheeks is all blushed, you know. It's okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right, darling, stick around. We're going to send you a little.
You got me blushing.
You did what?
Oh, shucks.
Did you just really do that? Man, no, you can't. Okay.
Love it. Well, passionate, darling.
Yeah.
We're going to send over to the Get Down dance floor. Everyone has moved out of the way. They formed an impromptu soul train line because they see you was coming through. So go on in, step on the line.
Okay.
Go on and do your thing, sultry. I mean, passionate.
Passionate the poet, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
God. All right, we're going to keep this party going. Next on the mic, area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Tonight is Unscripted. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Hello, who's that? What area code is that?
347, yours.
Oh, okay. Good evening, everybody. Boy, I was so mesmerized by all the poetry that I listened to. Ooh, I'm trying to calm down. I mean, this is past my bedtime. I'm like, I ain't hear that, man.
That's all right.
Welcome to the Get Down.
You caught the drive-by poetess off cue.
Uh-oh.
Off cue.
I'm too.
Hey, drive-by.
Hey, what's up, drive-by?
Yeah, man, I had to make an appearance. You know, I drive by every now and then. You know.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. When you drive by, all we do is put our hands up and say, "I'm listening."
That's it,
man.
That's it.
I'm telling you, you caught me at a good time. I was writing a piece while y'all was doing what y'all was doing, and clicking buttons and responding. I was all kind of motions, but I'm ready to do my thing. I'm ready to drop my bullet right now.
Well, then me and Van are going to stand to the side and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, now. Since y'all caught me at a vulnerable point in my day, I'm coming at y'all with a piece called A Shower Story, titled Wet. Raising my smooth caramel-colored thigh to get into the arena, I could feel the moisture, the steam, the wetness about to engulf me, to cover me, causing me to stand still and breathe in deep. Imagine myself staying there until the fog lifted. The sound of the water splashing, dripping, waxing, polishing my inner regions as I stood by trying to take in the splendor of the many pulsating rays of water coming down on me. Oh, what a relief it is. It's like music in my ears as the water splashes in different directions, covering me, making me want to help it explore each passage, open every door. This is my favorite part of my session when I'm getting wet. The hot water falling forcefully on the crown of my head, The water knows where to hit me, caress me with such tenderness, separating each hair as the water licks my scalp, massaging me until I scream out loud. Tilting my head, lifting my chin to display my shoulders, ready for the movement of rays and sprays of wetness covers them as I move from side to side, not ready for drops to fall behind, nor touch my thick inner thighs. Staying in position like a good cook in the kitchen, I waited until my shoulders were done, feeling the hot stimulation from the wetness that now wanted to tickle my breast, wanted to have some fun. I took my hands to feel the wetness between my armpits, stroking the inner flesh with my fingertips, causing my lips to quiver as I came too close to the pouring water, brushing my nipple tips, bringing them to erection. I had no choice but to turn around, displaying my beautiful, firm, tight bottom that is oh so round. The hot stream of wetness touched my sensitive back with such force that it almost caused a convulsion. The wave of pleasure hit me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, releasing a sound I can't repeat. As I bent down to massage my cinnamon sticks, the water playfully touched me from behind, going into the private parts with a force unrecognizable as if someone attempted to enter me behind. My precious feet, I couldn't neglect them. The water was already massaging them well. I took my hands and began to give them the comfort they needed, separating the toes, stroking in between them, and heaven only knows the pleasure that it gave me. I imagined a hot, wet mouth, lips covering them, bringing me to pure ecstasy. Now it's time to repeat the process. Let me see which body scrub I will use tonight as the hot wetness repeats its process. I could take a shower all night long as I enjoy the hot, hot wetness covering my body, always ready to please me. That's that drip. Thank you.
Wee!
Did she come through and drive by on us, man? With
bro,
drip.
She came
bro.
By with that drip. Like, are y'all ready for this? But the line that got my attention, as the water licks my scalp. I love that line. I love
oh, yes.
that line.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I love that line.
Drive-by poetess. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. Very,
Grateful
very erotic.
Grateful to be here. Cool. Yes.
Very erotic, sensual. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can,
that was
you
hot.
Know, put those guns away and...
I will.
Oh, please, please don't. Oh, my God. I just wish I was water for a couple of moments.
Right. I like the line as the water was rubbing on her nips and somebody was trying to enter her from behind. Oh, man, the visual, the imagery. Bruh, don't even get me started.
Man.
Don't get me started.
Man, listen.
All right.
That's how much I enjoy my showers.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Can't take me
Stick
no
around.
More, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
on our way to the dance floor, One Love, One Mic, Drive By Poetess.
Thank Ooh. You.
You're welcome. You're
With
welcome.
Outstanding poetry.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it into the overtime hour. Those who are listening in online, well, they got cut off, but we still here. So, next artist on the mic, we got Rain.
Good evening,
hey, Rain.
Gentlemen.
How you
hey.
Doing?
Hey, Rain.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all doing? I'm thoroughly enjoying the show.
Well, we're thoroughly enjoying having you with us, and thank you for tuning in, beloved.
Absolutely.
Thank
Absolutely.
You could have spent your time doing anything else on Thursday night, but you didn't see it bother to step up to the Get Down, and we thank you.
We sure
never
do.
That. This is a whole
we
this
sure
is a whole week of epiphany now. This is a whole week of epiphany.
I've been counting. Yeah. She been here.
I was gonna be good tonight too.
Mm,
I was gonna, but y'all won't let me be good. So.
No, we don't want you to be good, sweetheart. We're gonna let you be great.
I got permission from Danielle to do the same piece I did last night.
Oh my God! And I didn't hear it.
Uh-oh.
So, hey,
I'm getting out the way, man. I'm getting out the way.
So, I'm getting out the way too. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. So this is titled Unorthodox. Baby, I want to love you, but I'm going to need to do it in reverse. See, I've tried it every other way, and this time I need to make sure that this right here is a space that I can remain. This notion that love conquers all, in my experience, that's a fairy tale, and I had to learn that the hard way. Especially when it comes to my insatiable need to be pleased, I need to feel an undeniable sexual chemistry. I need to know this now, not later. Before my heart's invested and tested and my yoni ends up detained and caged where everything begins to look staged and there's no desire left to play. Well, I know it's a bit unorthodox, but come here, I'll show you that I'm way outside the box. I want to take this race at a slow pace. Matter of fact, I need you to meet me at the finish line so we can rewind the reality of time in slow motion, head it back to where we began, where we'll lap it around again and again, and then exhale. I hope you're ready for me because right now I need you to sex me. See, I got one of those sex beds that looks like a sleigh slumped me over the back cap, the back hump. That's the best way. Hump back, spread me wide, tap that, now bump and grind me 12 ways on the first day. You think I'm crazy, but tell me, how long did Adam know Eve before he knew the sticky of her sweet? Frankly, I think it's time you get to know me. We could pretend you're naked in the garden with no thought of time while you plow deep in the nakedness of mine, interrogate the walls of my pussy until she's dripping, full and primed. Yes, love, I'm positive. This is definitely what I want. No, really. I don't want a nice dinner or movie for two. Yes, it does sound nice, but I need something different this time, boo. Just save that cash and come wax this ass, wax it on and then wax it off, wax it till you get soft so I can show you the method of my madness and you standing tall again. We don't have to leave the confines of these walls. Just grab my hips, plunge deep, and I'll scream, your diamond tip dick got me blinging. You done bedazzled the length and curve of my spine. Now I'm climbing. While you keep in time and cadence and counts of two, shiny long stroking and marquee cut slow whining. Raising my hips as you suck the plumpness of my lips and my clit loot stiff in respect for the cause. While I'm begging, Poppy, please, just pause. But you slide that tongue deep in my split. Damn, I can feel that shit. Kegel grips as I squeeze your mean to please. I grab the throbbing stiffness bouncing in those jeans. Unzip, release, and now he's free. Damn. I think I just won the fucking lottery. Alex, I'll take all that for $5,000, please. No better yet. I bet it all. Damn, we must be in double jeopardy. Day and night, oh my fucking God, you and I. Yeah, we could play fight and I'll willingly lose to you. Every single time, shit, I don't want to move. Lay me in a manger and perform a miracle on me. Oh, wait, I got anxious. First, I need to taste it, gripping the rock of my salvation. Now I'm free. Please bless me with your miraculous streams. Overflowing, my cup is ready to receive. Quench my thirst with your healing pool. Stroke me in a simple high, breaking all the rules. Smack, flip, ride, dive, kiss, tap, tuck, suck, damn. Damn. Did you just pave my yellow brick road, tap the depths of my well into your mold? Fuck, yeah, you did. And now I'm chanting, oh, dear. Oh, dear. There's no place like here. So now I'll trace my steps back to where my confession was first made. But before we take this back to the next level, will you please tell me your name? That's right.
What did I just listen to? I'm stuck between "Oh my God" and "Oh damn." And am I old enough for this?
I don't think I am, so I appreciate that. Blaming on everybody else that's been on the show tonight.
No, dear. No. This one you're going to have to hold because that was all you. And God bless you for bringing that.
Yeah. You know, my line was, did Adam know Eve and her sticky? That line right there? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, you got to get out of my head because that was me. That was me.
Yeah, he knew her and her sticky. That's why he did what he did.
Yeah. What he said.
Oh, Rain, that was a beautiful, exquisite piece. I loved it. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
I appreciate that.
Can you please do me a favor, something personal, and post that in the event page so I can have the unmitigated pleasure of reading that again? Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can do that.
You are the best ever. And all that stuff that they wrote about you in the bathroom, that's not true. You're a good person.
Yeah,
you're a good person.
And I don't care. I don't care anyway. It's all good. Everybody does.
And that's reason number 87 why I love you. You are the best ever.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We got Rain on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Whew. What a piece, what a piece, what a piece she just did. You know, J-Rob, since this is the Get Down Unscripted, we're about to do something unorthodox. We're about to...
Talk to me!
We're going to have a three-poet speed round. The next three poets are going to be in a speed round. Yeah.
Okay.
See, unscripted. So when you hear your mic unmuted, 502-803-216, just go in and get on down.
Empowered by sexiness of Friday Eve, madness flight vanishing, epic exchanges sacred, Mother's Day miracles replacing sorrows, the best and most releasing way to get things out, poetry, music, art, in that order. Be rebel, face feelings, make one uncomfortable, be a healthy mental in God's palms, relax, go deep with spikes, intentionally brush soil to side, dig into something new. In God's presence, breathe, a planted perfection, seated in syllable, shine a sonnet, shout loudly, verbal mind benders, burst a sunrise, bold like homie celebrating his homeboy and sister's birthdays being the same date. Party, vibe, it's a date, unscripted like kaleidoscope pieces falling on heartache, falling on the way down, iridescent thoughts engulf minds, worry step in, fight or flight, laser sharp, given to us by God to keep us safe, upright. Pray a prayer, haiku a hangout, be grown, bring last night's peace into today's darkness. Read me, undress me, wash my ink away, touch my tattoos, breathe deeply, remove unseen heckles and freckles, be intrigued by my beauty. Be thankful with me that I survived an oppressor when most won't even acknowledge such truth. Even if it's a line daily in accordance with turning on of streetlights, tell my story unscripted. Be tongue, my tongue glows silently. I communicate bleeding ink or in a page's turn, the raw, most intentional way. See me where I stand, lay me where I write inspiration, unspiral what we spun into. 6 years seemed 1 second, feel gel traveling down back, hot water showering, lathered skin, bubbles turning into puddles of blue, a cleansed soul, stepping into authenticity. Why poetry? God never asked because it was his assignment. He knew his expectation, his design. Naturally, he needs no documentation, neither do we. The world, a stage, his work unscripted. For his reasons, folk know sounds of doves cry, dance a song hidden in mind while moving an audience into an impromptu soul train line. In God's palms, we press memories. We catch the drift, tears dry. Female be wise, female be poetic, female be magic, female be flower, risen, warped, resting, restoring, or essentially setting a stage in evening. Female be all, moon, sun, soul, earth, trier of everything in every way. A galaxy of stars, she be never-ending light. Female be soil and nothing and more nothing, moisture and inspiration. In God's palms, she rests. Whimsical, a sinner, personal convos with self-forcing self-love, woman be full of gratitude, a survivor of jeopardy, survivor of double pain, mesmerized by her loyalty, when unimpressed, 26 years alone, escaped, a single release the day after Cinco de Mayo, rejuvenated, in peace.
Tell me how your vision is better than perfect, but you can't see your own beauty. Take a look in the mirror. Stand up straight. Don't you dare slouch. Hold your head up. Now take your time. Don't rush. You are so much more than the natural eye can see. You have to see it too. Yes, you have stunning features. Everything is appealing to the eye. Speaking of eyes, your eyes reveal the light of your soul. You continue to shine even when your life has darkness encircling it. Your mouth expresses the depth of your thoughts, and you always have an uplifting word for those in need. Your heart is pure, which is the most important factor. You allow others to open themselves up and reveal their inner feelings and emotions without judgment. The way you carry yourself shows pride that you have deep inside. You frequently take on the weight of the world, but continue to have a bright outlook. You make a habit of sending out positive vibes and deflecting negativity. You are so much more than the natural eye can see. Open your eyes so you can see it too. In peace.
The Blaine Gang. So many people love this poem around the world. A TCY and other brothers over in the Village Poets in Africa. I'm going to read this for you. Blame it on slavery. Blame it on Santa Claus. Blame it on implants, fake hair, them designer clothes, Miss Cleo, contact lenses, food stamps, crack, diet pills, Catholics, no smoking zone, cameras on stoplights, one-way streets, streets with dead ends. I wanted a boy, bad breath, no job, racial profiling, blame it on Elmo, re-gifting, imports from Taiwan, racism, being too dark, being too yellow, them long-ass arms, them big-ass feet, nose too wide, bad feet, climate control, I couldn't see the board, the babysitter, having no shirt, no suit, no tie, them damn Jamaicans, them Nigerians, them Appalachians, them Asians, them Puerto Ricans, them Mexicans, the bank, the insurance company, the bartender, my barber, the hairdresser, my coach, Baptist churches, oh shit, church people, them uppity Negroes, them po-ass niggas, slumlords, them badass kids, them big words. Gays, Monsanto, preachers, pimps, whores, stepmothers, that unwanted pregnancy. Them Arabs, them damn police, backstabbing friends, bad directions, misinformation, blame it on nobody like me. My dog, my cat, cruise control, that beer. My teachers, bad dentists, stupid doctors, being too fat, being too ugly, being too sexy, being too skinny, being too smart. The whole damn system. Quotas, deadlines, mama, daddy, uncle, auntie, the foster home, lead poisoning, bad water, bad food, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. People who blame things on other people. Grandma spoiled me. I only wanted to mention a few, like relationships and plagiarism, but the list just grew. And I hate it when that happens. So blame it on anything and everyone, because there's plenty of blame to go around. Blame it on anyone, but do not blame me or God. Because for some reason, he wanted me to write this. That's a piece.
J-Rap. So, those three poets was Gwen C., Nicole Brookins, and Mama Oladeji. There was so much uplifting and inspiration in all three of those pieces. Oh my God, ladies.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Y'all did that.
Phenomenal.
Y'all.
Oh my God.
Y'all did that.
Oof. Man. Bruh. That was phenomenal right there.
Every bit of it.
Right,
I liked it.
Yes, sir. While those ladies are on their way over to the dance floor, we're going to bring in area code 315. Welcome to the Get Down Unscripted tonight. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. You have Tigress.
Hey, Tigress.
Well,
how you
hello, doing? Tigress. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you doing?
Phenomenal right now.
Great.
May we say
mm-hmm.
we love Majestic Inc. and what y'all got going on Saturday nights. My goodness, you and
Venom. Majestic Inc. is that joint.
My gosh.
Majestic Inc. is that joint.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm with Van. Thank you.
Now, since we unscripted tonight, we're going to step back and just let you have a mic and go ahead and get on down.
Okay. You said unscripted, right? Okay.
Unscripted.
All right. Come play in my sorbet. It tastes like a sweet caramel latte with extra cream. So bring your chocolate in between these double D's. Breaststroke while I deep throat, getting that creamy tongue coat. Then you turn me over for some more. Buckle knees, pillow biting. I'm rocking, you gliding. Come on, Daddy, this is getting exciting. Let me spread my cheeks as you go deep. Give me all that meat. As I turn and give you that wink, that's a sign. Get it to me. I want to be tongue-tied until you can hardly speak.
Let me be a little freak, pushing the arch of my back. Yeah, that big dog is about to make this pussy spasm like that. Grab this wide ass, ride it all day like a paw pack. Tonight you will truly get dick latched. I can't let you just come like this. First, you gotta let me taste the sweetness of that meaty stick. Let me tongue tickle before I chug your white drizzle all over my thick lips. They say pussy whips, but these lips will give you a new twist. At the end, you will say, Tigress did this. In peace, Team Hungry.
Damn. Damn. Like, damn.
J-Rap, you know how you said that you was, you know, stalking, passionate, you know, secretly stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing this piece, I think I'm gonna hunt me a tigress. What you think?
I think I'm a watch.
Yeah, this right here, I mean, when you opened it, talking about come taste my sorbet, I was like, yes, I got a spoon. Nah, this piece was deliciously exquisite and definitely unscripted. I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
Every bit of it. I love this piece.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
No, thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed spitting it.
Team Hungry in the building. That's what I'm talking about. Man.
Yeah. He said.
No, man. You don't even understand. She got me hungry right now.
Bruh.
Listen, before we send you over to the dance floor, let everybody know what is happening on Majestic Inc. Let them know.
On Majestic Inc., so our next show coming up is May 15th. And on that show, we do have a special feature. My host, however you want to say it, Venom. We're going to have a feature for him that day. And hosting with me that night is going to be Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. So
yes,
gonna
yes.
Rock it out on that night. So come and join us.
We'll be there.
I got to support my brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh.
All right, darling.
Now
get on over on that dance floor and just say some moves for me. All right? Don't give them to everybody. Just say something for me.
I just want to watch a tigress dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Tigress, one love, one mic. Man.
Whew. That was hot. That was really hot.
These double D's as I spread
my
cheeks, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Man.
Hey, listen, y'all. We're going to bring on Epiphany's own host of The Hidden, The War Council, Curvy Appreciation, Honey Drippers, Fly Speak, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and, you know, all that other stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, a.k.a. Iron Man.
What's good? What's good?
What's good? A hush comes over the crowd.
Well, y'all cut that out. Cut it out. I see this show is type amazing. I'm sorry I had to do the little jump out. I didn't get a chance. I was going to sit here and strongly scold Lisa Lips and Rain for that marvelously filthy stuff that they did on my show on Tuesday. But I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
bro.
And the most amazing stuff that was happening, that three poet speed round was everything right there. That was dope.
Man,
the Tigers came up in here.
It's
Tigers so came in here. Wow. Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you. So every time I see Tigers, when I get over, I'm be like, wow.
No, you got to say, open the door.
That's it.
But I'm really upset because I missed Zanice's piece, and everybody was raving about it, and I was just like, damn. And I just realized because I walked away, so I missed it. So I missed the section, but I'm going to get the playback, and I'm going to get in on it, and we're going to make that happen.
All right, broski.
So this is unscripted. I know you got more poets behind me, so I'm going to just do this piece and get out the way, and we're going to make that all happen, and it'll be great, right?
Absolutely.
You always
great.
Right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and get all on right. down. You, all go right. ahead.
Wait, hold on. Okay. All right, no, let me, it's unscripted. All right, I don't want to do a love poem. I don't want to do a love poem. Let me try just something a little bit different. Hold on for a second. Nope. Hold it. I'm almost there. Hold on. I just had it too. This is really messed up. If I can't find it in like 5 minutes, I'm just have to go back to where I was.
Nah, bro, you need to find it in less than 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to find it in less than 5 minutes. It's been like 30 seconds.
But you just said if you can't find it in 5 minutes. I'm just going with you.
I mean, you know what I mean. I'm just saying. Hold on. Jesus Christ, this is terrible. Yo, I just had it and I lost it. This is bad. All right, so you know what? All right. Matter of fact, hold on. We'll just go here. Real question. All right. No, I don't want that. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Y'all might have to skip me tonight because I can't even find the one I really was going to do, which is... Oh, you know what? I know what it is. I'm sorry. I messed up. Okay. No, I just found it. I just had it. Okay. Here we go. I got it. All right. We are taught so many things wrong. The ignorance of upbringing, we are taught to believe the weakness of our skin and not the strength of our convictions. We are taught to believe that money and not the strength of our spirit, that our hands are greater than the elements, that we are greater than the wind, stronger than any currents, that we are greater than the birth of this earth, forgetting that when our bodies die, we return to dirt. This word, crafted by God, given in love, spake soul into the representation of the earth of our birth, showed us our worth, that God gave favor that we should savor this breath of life, this first teaching, the understanding of oneness of all things, how the living representation of the world that you walk in is the craft of the earth, your body, the wind, your lungs, 3/4 of the body of blood, the ocean pushed by a molten core of electric fire and beating heart and the seat of your soul. 2 eyes to see the physical plane, 1/3 eye to see spirituality. This with 2 ears to hear the love of the wind, 2 eyes to see the wonder of the seasons, and a body to understand the reasons of this love granted, and to a mouth to speak back to the love given, to soothe, to groove the Arcadian rhythm of drum that beats in the center of your chest, the blessed that comes with open arms and understanding that this love is the greatest lesson and blessing that one could ever bestow. And I am a guardian, sleepless, never understood how night and I never got along, how we fought consciousness and it was a waste of time. There were so many things that haunted my dreams, placed there by the spirit of words, so nasty even that it spake demons that became hard for me to go to a world, knowing that a dreamscape was entering dimension for metaphysical plane. The shit that they tell you about meditation is real, but someone in this world used word to gain money, turn money into profit, turn influence into prophecy, and that these things would cost and they were given freely, that these religions were tools given to parables to answer questions, not to be the answer, because the answer is always and was love. Prayer is a meditation. direct contact to our supreme being who asks that you give and show others the same love that crafted you. The good, the heart, the mediating, the energy that moves, the seed of your soul that saw a lotus appear, this representation of the sum is the sign that we sow the blossoms that we should know how it opens in accordance to light. The highest form is bright, and we give this to the understanding of the oneness of all things. And they hid this, told us we had to pay, to learn, to listen, to gain, to understand the past of the lint in our pockets, the way they weave tales, promising us graceness for $19.99 for a course, when all we had to do was sit and be silent and listen to the wind, hear the babbling of brooks, the dancing of leaves, the sway of trees, and know that God gave rhythm in the beauty and the elements that be. Poem.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, when you spit like this, this is right in my wheelhouse. This is right in my wheelhouse. This is outstanding.
Yeah. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink,
outstanding. Outstanding.
Dope ink.
I love this type of poetry coming from you,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
It proves to people that you have the dexterity that I'm always talking about. Outstanding. What say you, Van Meadows?
I agree. Phenomenal.
Mm.
Bruh.
Mm.
Thank you.
Bro. Let everybody.
I'm going to need you to send me those vocals.
I got you. Next Tuesday, War Council, Toxic Part 2, Toxic Superman, Men's Pain. We are going to be talking about men's pain. In this tradition, we are going to be talking about if men are actually getting hurt. And we get concerned with how, we're very concerned emotionally how women feel, but do we ever talk about men and how our hearts break and how we suffer and how we go through the same amount of things, but we're expected to be strong and never cry and never be in a situation or even understand that the type of damage it can do to our mental and our spiritual health by going through these different pains and heartbreaks. So we're going to talk about that right about now. Literally, as we speak, it's going to be a very good show. We're split into four parts. I'm trying a new format. I think it's going to be really dope. We're going to have different things that are going on. We're going to talk about all of these different things, you know, including sexual reproductive health, how men feel about sex, all that good stuff. It's going to go down.
All right.
And then the following one is...
No. We got 9 minutes left, and I got 2 poets left. Mm-mm.
All right,
next
I
got to
go.
All right. Just next week.
My bad.
Unscripted.
My bad.
Just next
my bad.
Week. All right.
My
All
bad.
Right.
My
Ladies
bad.
And gentlemen,
my
on his way to do... Huckabuck. He's going to do the Naked Huckabuck tonight.
Then, for these last 2 poets, we got to do the speed round for him.
Absolutely. Venom and Chi. We're going to start with Venom.
Lay you on your back so I can explore you deep. Let me stroke you as you drench those sheets. You see, my mission is deep stroke. That leads to a 69 deep gloat, with my face buried between your thighs that I lick slowly and make your pussy just cry. Then we can change position. You climb on top, grind your hips that make that pussy just go pop. You see, my request has been granted to watch that ass clap. No, I said clap. No, I said clap. So you can turn around and ride my lap. You see, I'm watching while you're grinding, you're moaning. You're damn near twerking on a stinger. Why don't you hop up and bend over? Hands touching your knees. You see, I'm giving to you deep back shots. You just want to have your knees climbing up on the walls while I'm tapping on your walls. You want me to sit in this seat? You say, tonight, my name is Mistress. As you bend your ass over and open up wide, as I lean over and insert my tongue inside, your legs are shaking, you can't take no more, so I slowly lay you down on the floor, lift one leg up, stroking, long dick stroking, I got you saying, oh, fuck, I'm coming, but then I'm standing up, dick never losing stride, told you, baby, we going for that long dick type of ride. I got your legs shaking, breath taking. I just don't want to stop, but I can't. You see, I just can't. I lay you on your side and match your body with mine, and we make love to a slow wind grind. This time, let's do 10 positions of love making, doing all types of fucking, sucking, and body bucking. But with me, plus you that makes us, which is better than one because it leaves for one explosive orgasmic conclusion, instinct.
Are you muted?
See?
G. Adams, 724, are you muted? All right.
All right, we got 5 minutes, Van.
First of all, Venom, dope spit, bro. Congratulations on your
feature.
Salute,
Venom.
Man.
Congratulations,
bro. Absolutely, we will be in the house, man, to hear you release some more of that steam, bro. And 6 minutes. King Atterbury sent his piece. He's at work, but let me go ahead. It's called Beautiful Beverage. No biracial coffee, strictly mild roasted lattes. You already carry splendor in your center, may I venture. To a journey of an amazing exploration, visit your galaxy. Speak to your universe through time and space. I would gladly open the door to my partiality. Closed in a connectivity. Travel through vicinities and leave you lovely memories. When I see them pretty eyes with the style of your pretty smile, I would love an invitation with when, why, and how. My oneness with the air to find your prayers anywhere. May my gesture appear to be fair. Lend me your ear to speak words into existence. I am vigilant upon meeting you. Yes, I am pursuing someone I find special. Guess who? Old soul of a man who stays youthful in his heart. Allow me to start this great adventure with a spark. Kiss your thoughts with the passion of a starry evening. This is full moon affection I hope that you believe in. True strength of sight beyond lights that illuminate. Look at my face as I demonstrate. Expression. Yes, I can wait. King. Dope Ink, King. Dope Ink. Last words, we're going to start with J. Rob, the wise son, this evening.
This was unscripted.
You know what?
Absolutely
hold it.
Dope.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Go.
J. Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to start the last words tonight because it's unscripted.
You go.
To my co-host, my brother, my partner, my friend, I love you, bro. Couldn't do this show without you, man. Night in, night out, week after week, we come up with these dope ideas, these dope concepts, and because of you, brother, we can pull this stuff off. Kudos to you, man. I can't wait for us to do it again next week. Without you, the Epiphany Radio family, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, we can't do this without y'all. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. So for that, we say thank you. We're honored and we're humbled that you come through and spend time with us, blessing the mic, sharing your ink. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, J. Rob, the wise son.
Van Meadows, first and foremost, salute to you, King. I can't do this without you, man. Regardless what, you know, they might say out there in other parts of the world, to get done is not to get down, or to get down does not include J. Rob, the wise son, and poetic. Van Meadows and John Robinson making a hell of a team. And I want to thank you for constantly being that cat. It's like, Jay, what do we come up with next? And I'm humbled to the audience who constantly calls in and they vibe with us. And they gravitate to the topic and they rock with us 1,000,000%. I love y'all. To the Epiphany Radio family, you guys rock in ways I can't describe, and I don't have the adjectives to tell you how much I love every single one of you. And Van, you already know, bro. Love you like cooked food. You are a brother. You are a family. And you got a special place in my heart, bro. You know, and as black men, there's nothing shameful about telling other black men that you love them, especially because when you see how many people we're losing, you want to give a brother his flowers while he's here so that he know that more than anything else, his family has got his back. And I love you, bro. Thank you for another showstopper, another fantastic week of Epiphany. Salute to you, King. The Get Down loves you.
Absolutely, brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
We say one love, one mic, peace, and continue taking your socks off, baby, baby. Now I'm going to go hunt me a tigress, bro. I'm going to go hunt me a tigress. Good night, everybody. Peace.